everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This afternoon, we have some corporate commentary and a corporate introduction to a new company that's never been featured on the show. But before we get into that conversation with Kodiak Copper, let's take a look at the numbers. Gold is fluctuating, but both gold and silver are in uptrend over optimism over a U.S. stimulus bill. We'll see how the day progresses in those talks between congressional and administrative leaders. Gold is up to $1,916. That's up almost $5. Silver, futures basis, is up 32 cents. That's 1.3%, up just north of $25. It's also been a very nice day for copper. Copper is up to $3, and it was up to $3.17 before pulling back to $3.15 futures basis. That's a 7% gain. And so, speaking of copper, happy to welcome Kodiak Copper and their CEO, Ms. Claudia Tornquist. Claudia, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been an exciting time for Kodiak, and it's nice to have you on so you can give us a little bit of background into Kodiak and the MPD project. But first off, how are we finding you today?
Hello, Trevor. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. There's been a lot of discussion about Kodiak over the last few months. You've had success with the drill going deeper. We're going to get into this story a little bit more, but let's focus on the MPD project you have in British Columbia. If you could, in your own words, give us a little bit of the background of this project, because it's seen a couple generations of exploration, but nothing quite like you were doing.
Yes, that's correct. Before I dive into the exploration, let me quickly explain where the project is and what it is. We are looking at a copper-gold porphyry system with a large footprint, and it is located in southern BC, which is a great location. You can work year-round. It's an established mining camp there. We have a number of large mines in the vicinity. For example, Copper Mountain is 30 kilometers to our south, Highland Valley some 50 kilometers or so to our north. New Afton is also in the same belt. So it's a mining region, which is of course great for us because it makes our exploration very cost effective. We've got everything we need right at our fingertips. And what's also worth highlighting in terms of location is that MPD is very accessible. That's one of the key points we really liked when we originally acquired the project. You literally drive there from Vancouver, where our headquarters are located. You drive there in 3 hours, turn off the highway, and you're on the project in a couple of minutes. There's electricity, there is water. It's really great, very well accessible, and a great infrastructure around there.
Wonderful. So, Can you give us the background of Kodiak as the company itself and how you came upon acquiring the MPD project?
Well, Kodiak was founded by our chairman, Chris Taylor, whom many of your listeners will probably know from our sister company, Great Bear, which he also founded and which is one of the great exploration successes in Canada, well, worldwide, in the last 2 years, a major gold discovery. So Chris also founded Kodiak, and many people actually think of Chris as a gold guy because of Great Bear, but Chris's first and core expertise as a geologist is actually in copper. He started his career as a geologist exploring for copper porphyries in North America, which is exactly what we are doing at Kodiak. So having Chris as our chairman and guiding our technical work is obviously great.
And you were formerly in diamonds, from what I understand.
Well, my background is in a number of different commodities. I was for almost 10 years with Rio Tinto, working across the whole diversified portfolio of commodities. But most of my work was in diamonds, as I said, and copper, with a little bit of iron ore, aluminum, and everything else.
Okay, wonderful. So let's go back into the kind of the exploration strategy. Your phase one was really, it appears you did some geophysics early in the project from when Kodiak had the project, acquired the project, and you had reason to drill deeper. And so when we're talking deep, it was almost a kilometer deep underneath, correct?
We drilled down to 800 meters. And what's important to know about MPD is that it was historically drilled since the 60s for many years, sporadically on and off by a number of different companies, but all very shallow. So there were some good copper and gold numbers, but most were sort of between 100 and 200 meters deep. That's quite typical how you would explore for porphyries 20 years back, 50 years back. And that is where we saw the opportunity. We looked at the results, the historic results. There's a very large footprint. It appears to be a large porphyry system and only shallow drilling. And our approach was to then drill deeper, and we were successful right off the bat. We had our little first maiden drill program just about a year ago, only 1,500 meters, and came up with a very nice discovery hole earlier this year in January. Then did some geophysics to get some more data further at depth, and followed up with some more drilling in summer and drilled the best hole by far and away to date on the property, which was a real game changer for our company.
Yeah, I mean, those results were well north of 1% copper.
Yeah.
During the whole thing. It just, you know, really extraordinary grades. And I believe that was, from understanding the story and doing my research, that was the hole number 4, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So as you move along into the second phase of drilling, will everything kind of be focused on expanding out from that original discovery hole, or how do you plan your upcoming drill program?
Well, for now, we are drilling at the gate zone where we had our initial discovery of what appears a nice high-grade zone. And we are drilling further there and have some more holes planned. We also have another target, which is very high on our priority list in the Dillard area of our project, which is approximately 2.5 kilometers away from the gate zone discovery. And we actually wanted to drill that hole in our summer program, where we had 6 holes planned, and our last hole was supposed to be in Dillard. But then when we had drilled hole 4 and saw what we got, we of course didn't move the drill. And so we're still drilling at Gate at the moment, but we also have a really good target at Dillard that we want to test very soon. So that's okay. Next on our list.
Do some of does the data from the geophysics at Dillard have any resemblance to what you saw at Gate?
Yes, exactly. It's okay. Very similar geophysics and similar to Gate as well. There is historic drilling, good shallow results, and no deeper testing.
So how deep will that drill hole be, or those holes?
We've always been drilling sort of 700-800 meters. But what's worth mentioning is that our best grades are actually not very deep. We started out with the exploration thesis that we're looking for a deep porphyry target here, but then we're pleasantly surprised when we found a really high-grade zone only between 300-500 meters down. And just to put that into perspective, the open pit next door at Highland Valley is down to 800 meters. And many porphyry explorers drill down 1.5 kilometers. So really what we found, this high-grade zone, is not very deep at all, which is, of course, great.
Yeah. We've had a lot of conversations about porphyry deposits on the show over the years. And the one thing that keeps coming up is, you know, porphyries take a lot of drilling, which means it takes a lot of money to spend on the drilling. And you're talking some really deep holes here. You just raised just over $12 million. How far does that $12 million get you, and how many holes, if you continue to go, you know, north of 500 or even 800 meters deep?
Well, we are fortunate in that we are in an area where drilling and exploration in general is very cost effective, because we are not remote and we are in an established mining region. So with those $12.5 million that we just raised, we will get a really nice chunk of drilling done, several 10,000 of meters, and that'll keep us very busy over the course of 2020 and into 2021. It's really sort of, we're in the midst of planning our work, and so how many holes we don't have any exact number. And that, as you know, exploration, whatever you drill with one hole, then will have a big influence on what you do with your next hole. So we certainly don't have any specific holes, but we have the, well, in the longer term, we have the holes that we want to drill in the next stage of drilling. And then we have some great targets for 2021.
Very good.
Funded to drill them. That's the important thing to know for investors.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure you'll be putting out, will you be putting out a news release kind of laying out the drilling strategy here?
Yes, that will come in due course. We also have more results coming. We've drilled 6 holes in our summer program and are continuing on and have a couple of more holes on the go. Those 6 are in the lab. And we've only released results from 2 of them, or 1.5 actually. It was 1 full hole and 1 partial hole. And we are waiting for the remaining results. Some should come very soon, within the next week or so. And then more in the next couple of weeks.
In November. That's also been an ongoing strategy. Backup times at the labs, yeah. Everywhere. It doesn't matter where your project is.
Yeah, I think like everybody's in the same boat there, and the labs at the moment are very backed up.
Yeah, that's right. Let me ask you about kind of the copper market itself. Obviously, copper has had an incredible run over the last couple months. We've seen some of the producers make headways in their market caps. Kodiak has had excellent move in their share price over the last few weeks, and a lot of it has to do with the drill results. But what is, from as a CEO of a copper exploration company, what do you see the appetite is now? Has it changed for early stage copper exploration and more people willing to put money behind those projects?
Well, there's certainly a lot of appetite for copper that I can see from investor side, and in particular from large companies as well. It's remarkable if you look at copper discoveries over the last couple of years, over the last decade or two even, there hasn't been very much. There have not been any very large projects being discovered. And from just what I'm seeing, all the big players are looking for copper projects, for the next big copper project. When we came out with our news, we had all the big copper players knock on our door, wanting to know more, wanting to sign CAs. And yeah, clearly, the copper is very high on the list of many of the majors. If you look at their stated strategies, whether it's Teck, whether it's BHP, they are all looking for copper.
Well, even Barrick is trying to diversify and looking into more copper, which is pretty fascinating. Okay, so it sounds like we've got a number of news releases that are somewhat in limbo here as drill results come, next drilling strategies are awaiting. What else might be a catalyst for Kodiak as we kind of approach into the winter months?
Well, the main catalyst for sure will be our drill results. We've already showed some pictures of holes where we are waiting the drill results in our last news release, so we're optimistic that we'll have some more high grades, and that's the most important news flow that our investors can look forward to. And we'll then increase the size of our program, scale up, winterize, get ourselves ready to work throughout the winter, and more news to come in the new year.
All right. Claudia, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you for coming on and giving us the introduction.
Thank you very much.
That's Claudia Tornquist. She works for Kodiak Copper. Not only does she work, she's the CEO. So they trade on the TSX Venture with KDK and also on the OTC markets with KDKCF.